Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell your brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage.
Oh, God, the world is ugly in the morning.
Come on now. It's our anniversary, and the kids wanted to fix us breakfast.
Yeah, they're great kids. By the way, happy anniversary. Aww. Did you brush your teeth this morning?
No. You?
No. Happy anniversary, honey. Oh, I could eat a horse.
Yeah, me too. I'm hungry.
I don't smell anything cooking. I don't see anything cooking. I'm going to go out on a limb here. Nothing's cooking.
Well, I bet they made something ahead of time, and they're hiding. Ready to surprise us.
Oh, I'm starving. What for breakfast?
This? It's our anniversary. I thought you wanted to get up early and fix us breakfast.
Oh, no. Was that today?
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. Happy anniversary. What's for breakfast?
Well, I'll fix us something. What would you like?
Well, I'd like some fried eggs over easy. I'd like a couple of pieces of crisp bacon. I'd like a glass of fresh juice squeezed. And I'd like a couple of pieces of toast with jam. Where's the tank?
You are so immature.
God, stop playing with your clothes. Well, anyway, happy anniversary, dear. Can you believe it's been 16 years?
Yeah, they just flew by.
Let's see. Now, which one is the 16th? I know the 10th is tin, the 15th is crystal. What's the next one?
Brimstone. You gonna get me a tie again?
Yeah. Getting me shoes?
Yeah.
From your store?
Yep.
Why don't we just forget about presents this year?
Fine with me.
I mean, after all, anniversaries are about being together.
Yeah, you're right. I'll come home tonight. How's that? Yeah, I'll be here. You'll be here. The TV will be here. Let's not make a big deal about it this year, all right?
Yeah. We don't need a bunch of silly presents to show we love each other. I know that I love you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said that I love you.
I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. I gotta get rid of you.
Listen, Al, since you're not gonna get me a present, do you think you could take my car and have a radio installed?
Peg, I don't have the time.
Yeah, but I'm out all day long, you know, running errands. What am I supposed to listen to?
Your own beautiful voice. If God didn't want other people to hear it, he wouldn't have made it so shrill. I'm gonna take a shower.
Yeah, I gotta do the laundry.
Peg, when you do the laundry, you use all the hot water.
Well, if God had wanted you to have hot water, he wouldn't have given me laundry.
Dad, are you really not gonna get Mom a present? Oof, bad move. Because no matter what she says, if you don't get her a present, you're gonna break her heart.
Yeah, and then she'll take it out on us.
Dad, even Meg's father got her mom an anniversary present, and he shot at her.
This is a secret, and I mean a secret. I am getting your mom a present. One of those expensive watches she's always harping about.
Oh, Dad, that's great. She'll love it. You're the greatest.
Yeah, but listen, don't say a word to your mother, because I want this to be a surprise. You understand? Not a word.
Right, Dad.
Oh, Mom, guess what? Dad's getting you a great watch. That is supposed to be a surprise, butthead. It's one of those expensive ones that you're always harping about.
Oh, what a sweet man. Yeah. That sweet man would get me a great gift, and I'll be sitting there like a jerk with nothing for him. Well, I'm going to go out and get him something. Gee, what is it he's really wanting?
That blonde down the street.
Did he tell you that?
No, I just assumed it by the way he bites his fist whenever he drives by our house.
Oh, he's just kidding when he does that. Excuse me, one second. I'm just kidding when I do that. You kids go ahead and get ready for school. Sorry, Al. I had a huge load of laundry.
Happy anniversary!
Oh, how thoughtful.
Look, we even put your name on the label.
Oh, that's too bad. It would have been a nice gift for us to give somebody. But thanks anyway.
So, I guess you guys have a big evening planned, huh?
Oh, pretty much. I'll fix dinner. We'll exchange presents. Then he'll watch midget wrestling.
Ooh, what time does it come on?
Steve, we hate wrestling.
I know. I just want to know how late midgets got to stay up.
Now, Peggy, this is a special night for you, and you shouldn't spend it cooking.
Yeah.
Listen, I know a great caterer. Let them do the work.
A caterer?
Yeah. We use them for all our anniversaries. The first day we met.
First day we kissed.
The first day we went out.
First day we stayed in.
The first day you brought me flowers.
First day you talked dirty to me.
I love you, Steve.
I love you too, Marcy.
Do they make veal?
Here we are, sir.
Oh, I think my wife would like that.
I think she will, too. It's a very nice frame. And
I'm Al Bundy. I called about that expensive watch.
Ah, yes. Here you are, sir. Oh, it's my last one.
Well, wrap it up and leave the price tag on.
Well, yes, sir, yes. Now, will that be cash or charge?
Charge. And don't get cute with my carbons.
Wait a second, I was here first.
Yeah, so were the Indians. See, I'm in sales myself. I know how these guys think. See, they see me, they see a big commission. They see you, they see me.
Well, if you're in sales, you should know that each customer counts as much as the next.
Yeah, right. That's why he let me butt right in front of you like you were never even born. What's that?
It's an anniversary present for my wife.
You gonna get that?
Yeah.
How many years you been married?
One.
Well, see, that explains it. See, you're obviously new to the married game. Let me help you out. See, the first thing I learned on my 16-year tour of duty was that women live for presents. Now, you take the most ornery woman in the world. We'll call her Peggy. Now, you bring a crappy present home, like that picture frame, and your life will be a living hell.
Well, my wife and I agreed that we wouldn't spend too much on our anniversary. We decided we'd save our money for more important things.
There is no more important thing than your anniversary. See, an anniversary is something special. It's not like other holidays when other people are celebrating too. It's just between the two of you. See, it's a day when you can show how you feel the rest of the year, but you don't, because you're a man.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, to know me is to love me. Here comes how I feel right now.
Sir, your card's been rejected.
Why?
I don't care. Next.
Wait a second, it's my anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Next. I'll take the watch.
Wow. I wish I could make stuff like that.
Maybe you can. Would you like to be a chef?
No, I'd rather be a man.
Don't touch my rosin. Don't ever touch my rosin.
Sorry. Gee, you're kind of touchy. Kind of
Kind of like a clown at a birthday party.
Yeah? Did you ever see a clown do this?
Ow! Bobo!
Shut up. I'm not doing that anymore.
Peggy, what a beautiful dress.
Oh, thanks. I bought it this afternoon. I didn't really like it, but I didn't feel like changing back into what I had on.
We were just admiring your wedding album.
And we videotaped our wedding. Of course, Polaroids are nice, too.
That's Daddy's car.
Okay, that's my watch. Everyone hide, quick. Shh, shh. Come on, in there. Go, go, go. Happy anniversary, honey. See what Stephen Marcy sent us?
Yeah, gee, that's great. Well, as long as I don't have to put up with him in person.
Yeah. Happy anniversary!
Peg, I thought we said no big deal.
Oh, it's no big deal. Just us and a few of our closest friends. And a violinist. And a few others. Time for presents.
Peg, I thought we said no presents.
No, but it's our anniversary, and I couldn't resist.
You didn't tell your mom I was going to get her a present, did you?
It was Kelly, Dad. I know she's your daughter, but I think she's got to go.
Okay, Mom and Dad, open mine first.
You brought me a present, too?
Sure, I wasn't going to be the only one here without a present.
Picture frame.
Do you know how much it cost?
Yes, I do.
The perfect anniversary gift.
Mine next.
Oh, bud. Oh, a diary.
Yeah, it's Kelly's. I heard you say you'd give anything to take a look at it.
You little wad. You thief. You old Nazi fascist psychopath!
Mom, can I have that back, please?
Of course, dear. They're your private moments, and Bud had no right to take it. It was a nice thought, though, Bud.
Open wound.
Here, we got you two one of our favorite books.
My partner, my wife, my life. My God. Well, that's all for the presents. Thank you very much. Good night and drive safely.
Oh, it's my turn.
Peg, were you here this morning when we said no presents?
Oh, Al. Here.
Power tools I've been wanting. Wow. Well, it's gonna be tough to top this. So why try?
We all know what it's time for now.
Yeah, come on, Dad. Whip out that watch.
The door. Luke, you're here. Look, everybody, it's Luke, and he doesn't have a present, but we're not gonna hold it against him, are we?
Hey. I'd have to be a pretty big piece of scum not to bring a present.
Luke, you didn't have to bring a present.
Yes, yes I did. Al Peg hates me.
Thank you, Luke.
Hey, Al, your daughter's really blossomed. Where's the eats?
Not now, Luke. We still have one more thing we have to do.
Yeah, Dad, get Mom's present.
Right, right. It's out in the car. I'll go get it. Happy anniversary!
Motor oil.
40 weight and a road flare. Bless our happy home.
You didn't get her anything, huh?
I tried to get her a watch, but... Who is this guy?
That's Bobo.
Peg, I tried to get you the watch. There was some kind of a mix-up with the credit card. I'll fix it tomorrow.
Tomorrow is not our anniversary.
You're taking this well?
Well, gifts aren't really important, are they? The important thing is that you two have been together all these years. Isn't that what anniversaries are all about?
Steve, you would never show up without a present for our anniversary, would you?
Of course not. I care about you.
Dinner is served.
Maybe we ought to be getting on home.
Oh, no, you don't. I paid for this dinner, and I'm going to enjoy it. Now sit down.
Nice going, Dad.
Yeah, Dad. Nice.
You know, Peg, I really tried...
And I don't want to hear any more about it. Caviar, anyone? Bud? Kelly? Steve? Marcy? Luke?
No, Peg, I tried to get you the watch. It's not my fault.
It's never your fault.
Well, there's got to be a reason. I paid the bill. You were here. I sent the check in a couple of weeks ago.
Give it up, Al. There is nothing wrong with the card. I used it to pay for this dinner today. Including this caviar, which you now have your elbow in.
Well, there's got to be some reason...
I've got one. You're cheap?
Yeah, but not today. I mean, didn't the guy give you a hard time about the card?
No, Al, not at all.
Me neither, Daddy.
You paid with the credit card, too?
Of course, I wasn't going to spend my allowance.
And Peg, sweetie, those power tools that cost a pretty penny, was that pretty penny plastic, Peg?
Of course it was, Al.
I see. So I guess, the dinner and the presents. Old Mr. Skinflint here kind of paid for everything, didn't he? In fact, the only thing I didn't pay for was my present to you. And you want to know why? Because maybe you stuffed the credit card so much that when I tried to use it, it threw up. Eat, enjoy, relax. I'd like to thank everybody for their understanding in my hour of need. So I'm going to take my tools, which I paid for, and celebrate in the garage, which I'm still paying for.
Would you pass the veal?
You know, Peggy, as a woman, I never thought I would say this to another woman, but... You're totally wrong.
I know.
Aren't you going to apologize?
Well, sure, but not right now. He won't be expecting me yet. See, this is where he likes me to sit and stew in my own juices. Could you pass the sauce?
But you are going to tell him you're sorry, aren't you?
No. You know, that's the really nice thing about Al. Whenever we have a major argument, he never makes me apologize. He always cuts me off right before I have to say the S word. It's sort of a shorthand. Comes with 16 years of marriage.
Well, honey, I hope that we grow so close that I never have to apologize to you.
Steve, you're interrupting.
I'm sorry.
And another thing, where'd you get that dress?
Oh, I've had this for years. You never notice what I wear.
So what are you doing out here?
You know. Look, I didn't realize that I put you over your credit limit. It's just one of those things that happen when you charge too much.
And
after all, it's your money.
And
I don't work. Feel free to cut me off here anytime you'd like.
No, no, not this time, because this time I didn't do anything. And I want to hear you say it.
What, Al?
It.
Oh, come on, Al. We both know I am.
Am what, Peg?
It. Very it. really serious.
Yep. Because, see, I thought I finally saved up enough money to get you a nice present that you deserve. And it felt bad walking in the house without it. But it was worse thinking you didn't think I tried.
Yeah, you're right. You always do try to do something nice for our anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you hadn't tried to buy me that watch, if the 16 years we've been together isn't enough to say I love you, well, what good would a stupid watch do? Oh, Al. I really...
We're supposed to get some rain.
Would you like me to make you some soup for your lunch tomorrow?
No, it's okay. Last time I cut my hand on the can. You know, I really did feel bad about not getting you a present, so I thought of a present I could get you that you didn't have to put on a credit card.
Ooh.
No, not that. No, because after all, I wasn't wrong in this. Yeah. Anyway, there it is.
Oh, gee. You tore up my dashboard. Thanks.
Yeah, but look where the dashboard used to be.
Oh, a radio.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I took it out of my car. I put it in yours. Happy anniversary.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I fixed the bass control so it doesn't vibrate your tush.
Actually, I kind of like that. Oh, Al. I can't tell you how much this means to me. Hey, what's that thing on the front seat?
It's your air conditioner. Oh. Hey, listen, you know, we haven't been alone all day. You want to sit out here and listen to the oldie station?
Yeah, sure. Our song!
Absolutely. Sing in your walk. What is it good for?
Absolutely.
Listen to me.